The world has a lot to say. It can be hard to cut through the noise and find great audio when you want it. Clamor makes great audio accessible by organizing everything into 18-second highlights. Clamor gives you a personalized power feed of the best information and entertainment in audio. If you discover something that you love, tap to expand the Clamor into full-length music and podcasts. Best of all, you can share Clamors with friends. You can even make your own Clamors, record from scratch, import, or remix other people's Clamors. Clamor brings you the world's best audio, one bite at a time.
Welcome to chilllovelradio.net. Today's show is sponsored by PromoDJ.com, AudioBoom.com, Clamor.com, SBSDesigns.com, Athukar Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC, Open Bar Music, Republic Music NYC.com, VintageSoulSupply.com, DiamondFuse.com, and ManhattanScreenPrint.com. Enjoy the show.
Warning, the broadcast you're about to listen to
is a politically incorrect area. All PC personnel entering these premises will encounter gravely offensive behavior and opinions. Rampant insensitivity has been authorized.
Hey guys, thank you guys for tuning in to another exciting episode of the Open Bottle Talk. If you guys don't know already, my name is Key.
I'm Frank.
And today we are going to go embark. Now, we want to apologize last week, okay? Last week was one of the most interesting shows to date because we're pretty much against, like, mass-produced beers. We're against mainstreamed items, yeah. And we're kind of not into the gimmick of things. But unfortunately, a lot of people that we encounter in our lives in this whole entire beer journey are people who like such things. You know, oh, Budweiser's the best, and you know they're diehard Modelo fans, and but you get what I'm saying, right?
These are people
These are people who are afraid to venture out because why would I want to taste something that tastes like Turnip, Dead Hookers, and Foot,
yeah.
When in fact it's probably the most sought-after beer on the planet, coming in at 15% alcohol by volume. I need to taste a Dead Hooker. You know, I like to expand, get my take on different varietals of things. I mean, would you agree or would you not agree, Mr. Frank?
No, I would agree. You know, part of why we do this is to get all these different flavors, to try stuff that's different, and it's different by batch. So, you know, you're taking like the Stone IPAs with all the born on dates that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a little bit different in every single batch.
Yep.
So it's not like the Budweiser you drink today or the Modelo you drink or Coors or Miller or whatever. It's the one you have today is the same that your father had 20 years ago.
And it tastes literally the same.
And the same that your grandfather had,
yep,
50 years ago.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it's to me, it's all the same.
Yeah. So, as routine of the show, Frank, how was the last time I seen you? How have you been?
Good. School's winding down, so we're getting in the short days of it, just trying to pack in as much testing as possible.
Is it true on the last day of school you get to, in fact, it's by school regulations, you get to hit the worst child in the head?
I don't know if that's school regulations.
Oh, I thought it was.
That might just be dreams.
Ah. Are you going to miss them?
Yeah, I probably will miss them. I won't miss them until I see them again next year.
And they'll be in a different grade, right?
They'll be in a different grade.
Okay. Cool. Now, have you once ever, as a educator, have you ever just wanted to hold back a child just to keep them?
No.
Such a fucked up question to ask.
No. Yeah, you don't.
You're special. I'm keeping you.
No, you don't want to keep anybody.
Ah, wonderful.
Sometimes you have to, but you don't want to.
Okay, here's another question. You know, yeah. like all the time in the schools, you always hear about teacher-student relationships, things like that. I know your children are young, so this isn't for the young ones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what if, how long have you been an educator?
4 years.
Okay, so we're going to tack on. So what age are they normally that come to you?
Right now, 6, 7, 8.
Okay, so we'll say 8 years old and we tack on another 8 years. So they're going to be, what, 16? Okay, let's put them in high school. They're a senior. So we'll say four, we'll say close to 10 years from now.
Right.
10, 11 years. What if one of them came back and was like, Mr. Frank, I love you and I need some of that. What are you going to say? What are you going to say?
I would.
And they're hot too.
I would still say no.
You would say no?
Absolutely.
Even if they're legal, they're graduated, they're educated, and they're hot. Even the boys?
Even the boys, especially.
I'm sorry, guys. I just like to ask fucked up questions. So other than that, the week's been good. Nothing weird at home.
Yeah, nothing weird.
Nothing wrong with the car.
No.
Sex puddling still going good. Business is booming.
Business is booming.
Fair enough.
All How about right. yourself? How
was your week? You know what, me? I've actually had a really good week. Periscope's thriving. Unfortunately, he can't be there all the time with me, but Periscope is going good. Matter of fact, just last week we were trending. We were trending that. On Periscope, and within like 2 hours, over 3,000 people followed.
Wow.
And the room's going to be getting super, super busy. The website's going. We've been putting up new videos all the time on obsbeers.com. And then I think that's about it. Oh, I did get something cool, which we'll probably either review here or we're going to do it on Periscope. I got the new Game of Thrones.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's called Seven Kingdoms, and I now officially own each and every one up to date of all the Game of Thrones by Oma Game.
Cool.
And I hate to tell you this, there's only been one of them that's been enjoyable.
Yeah, I was at a store that had like growler service, and I was looking at their selections, and one of the things I saw was a Game of Thrones, and I asked the guy, I was like, "How is that?" He's like, "Yeah,
it's gimmicky, it's, man. It's
really not all that great."
If I wasn't a true fan of Game of Thrones,
no.
Which, by the way, the new episode that just aired was rather confusing, just a touch. And then, you know, I'm not no spoilers. All I know is it was just rather confusing.
Yeah.
But I like it. It's a good show. I like it because you can't get attached to nobody.
Right.
Like, remember at the beginning, Ned Stark was dope.
Oh, yeah.
And then, what was like, third episode, he was playing on a pike. Fucking funny shit.
Yeah.
But, no, it's one of the gimmicks that I enjoy because it's a really cool setup. I like the labels. I like the artwork. Unfortunately, only one of them was tasty to me. Now, the goal is, I believe they're making two more beers because I think there's only two more complete full seasons of the show. I think they're going to finally end it.
That's what they're saying.
And then what I'm going to do is, my goal is to take it to Comic-Con and pay whatever money I've got to get one of the cast members to sign the bottles.
That would be cool.
To do a huge giveaway on the website.
Right.
Even though I don't want to let them go.
That would be neat.
And all of these that I have, I do know Oma Gang has been re-releasing them. Mm-hmm. But these are the originals. As they came out is when I picked them up.
Oh, cool.
So there's no re-releases. These are as is. But I'm only missing one. I have two dragons, but the third variant is really the green one. I'm missing that one as of right now. So that sucks. So. But that's exciting for me. I like beer.
Yeah.
I do like beer. And then, speaking of beer, well, it's a little better than last week's episode. So today's shit show, where are we going?
Let's see. We'll be drinking a Steel Reserve Alloy Series Blackberry.
That is the 211s, guys.
Yeah, it's 8% alcohol. That should be fun. We've got a hard soda cherry cola from Seagram's.
Now, if you guys don't know, Seagram's is a malted beverage, so it counts because we use Untappd. If you guys want to check us out on Untappd, Open Bottle Society. Now, that's that thing. Remember last week I was talking about it in prior weeks? I was saying that this new soda kick.
Yeah.
So Seagram's came out with a whole line. There's four flavors, and here's one of them.
Yeah.
And cherry cola. Now, so I think I'm interested in this one is because will it actually, in fact, taste like cherry cola?
Right.
Even though it's a malted beverage and headache central, but hey, we'll do this for them.
I think so far the sodas that we've been through have come close, and at least in my mind, of what the soda flavor is.
Yeah. They hit it. They give the public what they want.
Yeah.
But stop it.
Yeah.
But we're almost out of it. I promise you guys, we're almost out of this whirlwind of horribleness.
Amen. So we'll also be drinking New Belgium's Slow Ride, which is a session IPA.
Nice.
We'll be drinking Mexicali Special Dark Beer. We have a cider, a Scandi cider, which is a pear cider.
That came from Scandinavia.
Oh, how about that? And a Longhammer IPA from Red Hook.
Now, does everybody know about Red Hook?
I don't know.
Anheuser-Busch and stuff.
Well, yeah.
They bought them out. Now, I don't know if they did or not. I mean, if they did, it'd be fucking funny. But I believe Red Hook was bought out by Anheuser-Busch.
I believe you're right. I think they own I don't think they own it outright, but I think they own a piece of it.
Yeah, whether they get you or get a piece of it, it's fucking funny to me. So, all right, guys, we're going to go ahead and... all right, Frank, I'm going to pick the first one.
Please do.
We're doing the cider.
Okay.
Let's do the Scandinavian cider. And you know what a pear cider is actually called?
Perry.
Yes. Awesome. I'd give you a troll point, but there are no trolls allowed. All right, guys, we'll be right back. We're going to set up for you. Hey, guys. All right, we're already set up for our first travel stop. And right now, just to let you guys know, here's the handicap. Frank is not a fan of ciders.
That's true. I have not developed my cider palate.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and let's get the shot value going. All right, so what are we doing for this particular uncomfortable part of the show?
We're going to be drinking a cider from Scandi. It's a pear cider or a perry. It is 5.4% alcohol, 12.7 fluid ounce bottle. These guys are out of Estonia, which is in, I believe it's the Baltics, close to Russia, just underneath Scandinavia. So that's where you might get that little Scandinavian flavor going. If you want to find out some information on these guys, it's scandicider.com.
Yay!
It's got a cork in it, so
it's all
should
fancy.
Be looking forward to it.
Wait. Let me see if I can stump him. All right, so it has a cork in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the thing that holds the cork down called?
H.
Damn it! One day it's going to be something. I'll go, really? You don't know that? And you're going to go, shit. It's going to happen, dude. I promise you.
I had a full-up turnip truck this morning.
That's supposed to be a poverty joke from Scandia?
Maybe.
All right, guys, I just didn't want to pop the cork too hard to cause some agitation, and then next thing you know, we've got mess, and that's just not fun for anybody. All right, guys, I'm going to give a little bit to my friend here. Give me a little bit, just in case if neither one of us likes it, we're not going to have to consume it all in one go, but if we really like it, we want to save it till the end of the show. So, all right, so I've got a nice crystal honey color going on. Looks like I would say not golden, but I would say Chardonnay.
Yeah, I was thinking Pinot Grigio, very, very light.
There we go. That's a good one. Yeah, Pinot Grigio. Yeah, that's real nice. It's really sparkly.
Yeah, it almost looks like champagne.
On the show, we say champagne. You gotta use the English language.
You can say that.
It's champagne. That's how it's spelled.
Because you're an asshat. I will say champagne.
I'm not an asshat. I'm bald.
Whatever.
All right.
Anyways.
Ass hat. All right, here we go, guys. Let's go ahead and smell it up. Ooh. It's a little boozy to me. Got a little bit of alcoholic twinge to it. And then it smells like raw pear.
Yeah.
Like it ain't no artificial touch-ups here.
No, that's where I was going with my, because it doesn't, the ciders, or at least the pear ciders that we've had in the past, you definitely get a syrupy smell off of it, like it's from a fruit cocktail or it's canned. But this really does smell like you just chopped up some
pears, some for pears. Real. It smells, it's interesting.
Yeah.
It's, to me, like I said, I still get a little bit of the boozy. I can get a little bit of some sort of burn from it, but it doesn't smell artificial. I can't smell cider. It just straight smell like you said, just chopped up pears, and the juices are running in. Smells a little earthy with it. That's why we're saying it smells like pear. Like, they might as well have just put a pear in it and been done with it. So, I mean, it's very, very interesting.
But it's the whole fruit. It's like grabbing a pear and smelling it before you chop it up. So, you have the skin and everything.
It's very, it's interesting. Yeah. All right, well, let's taste it up and see if it's there, brother. Oh, that's tart.
Ooh.
That's like green apple and pear. That's tart. Ooh, that's good.
Oh, yeah, that is
good. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, we found a cider, buddy. He's like, I only fuck with Scandinavian ciders from this point forward. Fuck that American shit. Wow. Interesting. You go first then. Tell it to the choir. Or preach it to the choir. Whatever you got to do to the choir, let
something,
them know.
Something to the choir. There's a sweetness to it. And then a sour tartness. And then it's kind of calm for a second. And then it finishes super tart.
Oh, yeah. It's a...
Really, really... I
it's an aggressive... Believe it or not, this isn't a... It's an aggressive, heavy mouthfeel of pears and green apples. If you had to pick which apples, it's very tart, Granny Smith, but like ripe. Like it's ready to be bitten into. This whole entire cider tastes ripe. Like it's ready to go.
Yeah, and
it's got bite. This thing has bite.
Yeah, we've gotten some ciders before that had that green apple profile, but was more like a green apple Jolly Rancher. Like,
yeah.
Super, super sour.
This tastes like you basically, seriously, put a little bit of wine in there.
Yeah.
You went ahead and mashed, you muddled pear and apple. Even though it's clear and extremely filtered out, guys, because you can see literally right through the glass, it has this mouthfeel as if there's actual debris in it. There's a lot going on. The mouthfeel is rather impressive. Never heard of these guys. I picked this up at an event. There's this flavor and then a regular cider one. So now I'm like, what's the other one going to taste like? Or yeah. Did we taste the best out of the two that they have in their lineup? But it's raw. This has like a raw...
Yeah.
Aggressive cider feel, like they basically probably, it feels as if, since it's in the region where they make wines too, it feels like somebody stomped on the fruit and like putting all that extra love and
yeah, there's
attention.
Love for sure.
Yeah, it's an aggressive cider, guys. It's really cool. All right, guys. So, all right, Mr. Frank, how do you feel about this?
This is actually probably the very first cider that I've actually enjoyed. Like I finished my glass. I want some more. I would try to find where I could pick up more of this.
Okay.
Because it actually was very, very good.
Try to tell you.
Yeah.
You're like, no, cider's the group.
Well, you know, the ciders we've had have been somewhat lacking.
That's all right, but now you found one.
Now I found one.
See, guys, that's why we tell you guys. Take this lesson. Go out and try different things. You will be amazed on the things you find out there when people truly put that love and behind it and that reach around that was given. And Frank now found a cider. Like, he's going to remember this cider for the rest of his life, going, there was this cider from Scandinavia. They don't make it anymore, but I remember.
Yeah, you know, it reminds me of something that you tell my kids about food, and we say, you've got to try new foods because it might taste good.
Right.
And if you have a closed mind to something like ciders, you're going to miss out on something that I think was outstanding.
I like that. I like that. It almost brought a tear to my ass. Yeah. All right, guys, for me, this is a phenomenal cider. I think it's different because it has that raw element. It's very aggressive as far as pear forward all day. You get that earth tones, like you're right in a pear tree. You're just right in there hanging out. And then all of a sudden you get hit with the granny Green Smith apples. And then you get hit with that almost wine-esque feel. And even though it's filtered, it is extremely chewy for cider. Now, for the booze level, they have 5.4%. I think you would still get pretty much messed up on the third one. Like, because you're sucking it down so fast. I believe this is a versatile cider, so I'd say you can cook with this.
Oh, yeah.
You can marinate with this, and I'll be honest with you, I think it would be really good over ice. And I think even if it watered down, it'd still be delicious, you know what I mean? So with that said, I'm going to give this I'm going to go a 4.
Yeah, I didn't give mine a 4.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, it's cool.
No, give your number. I thought you...
No, keep going with your 4.
I'm done.
I know where I'm going.
No, well, you thought you already said it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what's your score then? I asked you, how'd you feel about the...
Right, I just didn't get to my score. I'm going to give it a 4 or 5.
I hate you so fuck. No. I'm not going to argue with you. Okay, I'm going to argue with you, but I'm saying.
So, anyways, I'm going to give it a 4 or 5. Truly, this is the best cider I've ever had. I want more of it. I want more of it right now.
Nope. So. You got to wait till the end of the show. If you kill it, then what are you going to wash your mouth out with the rest of the stuff? No, see, now you're taking away from... Now I got to have a little bit more? You know I'm trying not to drink a lot.
Fishwife.
Oh, what?
Anyway, get on with your fucking 4.
Wait. What's a fishwife?
Don't worry about it.
No. What the fuck is a
fishwife? She hollers after her husband.
What does that mean?
It means you're annoying.
Oh, well then, today's our last show with you on. I'm just saying.
Thanks, everybody. Good night.
All right, guys. We're going to go ahead and reset. We'll be right back. All right, guys, I had to stop Frank from humping the cider bottle because he's like really, really like nastily in love with it. So we're going to change pace here a little bit. And I think Frank, you're picking the next one, correct?
Yep.
All right. What's the one that we're doing next, buddy?
Steel Reserve Alloy Series Blackberry 211.
Okay.
24-ounce can, 8% alcohol by the Steel Brewing Company out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I would call it Miller product, but just throwing it out there.
All right, fair enough. How you feel about this one? It says brewed for extra gravity and exceptionally smooth flavor.
I don't know. I think my vision is already clouded, so we're going to You're shut up, Christ. It's terrible. It's like grape soda.
It smells like grape soda. Oh, my God. Guys, can you smell it from where you're at?
No, thank God.
I can smell it because of the way I'm pouring it. I can smell it. All right, guys, a little sad note on this. The 211s are still reserves. Came out with these several fruit flavors. And the problem with it is people are sucking these down. But you know what, though? It's only, you know, people would suck down way more craft beers if it was available to those that can get their hands on. But you can get still reserves for like $1.50.
Right.
So 2 for $3, you know, 7 for $1. And they're all at your corner stores, but they're also strategically placed. I don't think I've ever walked into a Total Wine or a Lee's Liquor and saw a still reserve. I don't think I've ever seen it. I think it's strategically placed. This is just one of those items that keeps people suppressed and expanding their horizon. And it's just one of those that keeps the man down. Type beers.
Yeah.
So let's talk about how it looks other than Grape Kool-Aid.
Interesting, though, when you poured it, there was a lot of activity. Now there's like no activity.
This looks like Grape Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I mean there's you can tell there's a little bit of carbonation going on, but it seemed like it was a lot poured into the glass.
Right.
It is a deep purple,
like a salted wife bruised purple.
Yeah, I don't even want to insult any wines by saying, you know, it looks like this one or that one.
Yeah, it doesn't even look like a wine. It doesn't come off. It looks like purple tint on a car window.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Purple tint on a car window. That works.
Yeah. Well, let's get it over with. Let's smell it.
Wow.
Okay. All right. It's definitely berries all day.
Boozy.
I didn't want to tell them. I just figured they'd get surprised. Oh, my God.
Berry.
All right. So I can definitely smell berries. It just smells like a hodgepodge of berries. And those berries would probably be strawberry, blueberry, raspberry, blackberry. Even though it says blackberry on there, I'd say every berry you can think of is sitting here. Dingleberry. There's just everything in there. Berry. Just, oh, my God. Berry from American Dad. There's all sorts of shit in here.
Yeah.
It's highly volatile of alcohol. We're fans of things that are boozy, but man, this is just the booze and the artificial flavoring on this it makes you have runny diarrhea without having diarrhea. It's just gross.
There's boozy because of the ingredients, and it's a thicker beer. It's more of a reserve function as opposed to this is boozy and at $1.50 a can. It's boozy for one purpose.
And I already know.
Get you fucked up.
Why? Why are these kids doing this? Like, they're going to regret it when they get older. You know, one of them's got a slap charge for doing something bad to a bum. And what was that damn 211? All right, let's go ahead and taste this up, brother. I'll cheers you on this one.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Definitely artificial grape. Extremely boozy. Aspirin. There's an aspirin back finish. There's super, super fucking diabetic sweet. Oh, your turn.
So sweet that it finishes bitter.
Yes.
And there is that, it's baby aspirin again. For those of you out there that can remember the orange St. Joseph's baby aspirin.
I remember that back in my day.
It has that kind of taste quality, super, super sweet, and then it finishes absolutely bitter.
Chalky.
Yeah.
It's not enjoyable. No wonder people suck them down. It's like the aftertaste. So I can at least say something positive. The flavor coming in is rather refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
It's fruity. It's nice. It's happening. It's upbeat. That back finish is god awful.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
But if you're putting it down, you're not getting the back.
Yeah. I think you probably numb out real quick.
Yeah.
It's rather delicious. It's out of all the things we've done on the show, it has a very pleasant fruit forward thing about it. But the finish, man, I definitely know that this is going to be headache central. Like you said, it's only designed for one thing, to get fucked up. The labeling implies it. This is in your face, dark, abusive purple. The letters look aggressive. The whole can is aggressive. And then you drink this concoction. It's just like, man, but if you like your purple stuff, get it. Get your purple stuff on. There's nothing else I could say about this particular thing except for its design, like you said, to get fucked up, but it's geared to young people.
Well, it has to be, because nobody mature enough to truly enjoy something would be drinking this.
I would personally fear that if we went to like a gala or something, some high-end function, and all they were serving was stills fucking blackberries on ice, they're like, excuse me, sir, would you like to try a vintage 1994 Blackberry 211? Like, you'll never see it. You'll never see someone with a vintage.
Because it would eat through the can.
Oh my God, that's fucking funny. Yeah, How did he die? That's what lemonade threw. Oh, it's gross. Look, if you're looking for a quick fix, go ahead and get this. Go ahead. Do you. But if you love life and you love yourself,
I would say go at least try one. If you guys have seen it, go try it. And then, you know.
It's worth a try.
Matter of fact, one tall can be split amongst 37 people. And everyone can just take a sip and pass it around.
Yeah, pretty much. So number wise, I'm going to go one. No, actually, you know what? I'm going to go two.
You go two?
Because, you know, the fruit when you first get it is not bad. That bitter finish is just too much. And it's way too sweet. Way too sweet.
Yeah.
So I'll go two.
For me, guys, I'm going to go higher than I normally would.
Of course you are.
Well, you know why? I'll explain why. I'm going to do a 3.2. All right, out of all these corner store beers that we've done on the show, whether it's been on obsbeers.com or here on Open Bottle Talk, this is slightly more than average for one reason. The fruit aspect of it actually is enjoyable. It really is. It's not gross coming in. That back finish, man, it's got that aspartame thing going on. And that's the only downfall to it. So it brings nothing to the party, but it just the fruit aspect of it, that's pretty interesting if I think of a positive of it. So,
okay.
So with that, I mean, labeling's nice if I was into the color purple, sure. But I'm not into these type of beers. I'm not into malted. I'm not into corner store malted beverages. I enjoy like Sammy Claus and a few other malted items that are a little way more aggressive, but they don't leave you feeling as if you were cheated out of something. This beer leaves you cheated.
And you know what? If this is what, you know, this is really what I was looking for, I would, you know, I want a malt liquor instead of a beer. I would get Colt 45 or I would get Old English.
Yeah.
Because this, it's just too much.
Fair enough, guys. All right, we're going to get our stomach pumps. We'll be right back. Hey guys, thank you guys for tuning back in. All right, guys. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed what we just did for you, the first two. And right now, it was my pick, and I'm going to go ahead and go with the Seagram's Cherry Cola. Take it away, Mr. Frank.
It's a Seagram's Hard Soda Cherry Cola. By our friends at Seagram's. If you want information, you can obviously look it up on the web at Seagram's.com. Not finding it, but then again, my eyes are failing.
5.9 alcohol by volume. I like how it's the Seagram's. Contains alcohol. And it's enjoy responsible. And this is a flavored malted beverage. Real quick, let me ask you a question, Frank.
Yeah.
How do you feel about these soda beers that are coming out, like coming in like gangbusters?
I'm not a fan of it. It really is a gimmicky thing. For myself personally, I gave up soda almost 2 years ago just because I used to drink so much of it. So the only reason I'm doing it is because...
Oh, it was a twist top.
Right. Is because of the show. So it's, I can already say this is not something that I would recommend it just because I don't care for soda in general. But as for the trend, hopefully it goes away. Because there's a lot more interesting things to drink out there other than soda. If I really have a hankering for a cherry cola, I'll go get cherry cola. I don't think I really need alcohol.
Yeah, fair enough.
Just my personal opinion.
All right. Well, let's talk about this aesthetics. As I was pouring it, it poured like soda.
Yeah, it looks like soda.
Yeah, but it actually has a red tint to it. A
little bit, yeah.
So I'm actually looking at it from an angle, and I can actually see all the way through it. It looks just like cola. A little bit of bubbles are moving as I'm watching it. They're not aggressive. And then there's this red tint to it. So it's the visual screams cherry cola. It matches the labeling. I think it looks pretty fancy looking next to the item that we're talking about here. What do you think?
No, I would agree. They're looking to make it like an old-time, old-fashioned soda that you get. Maybe it is. Maybe, who the hell knows? But then again, it's soda, so.
All right, let's smell this bad boy down. That's weird. It actually smells like cherry cola.
I was never a fan of it.
Oh my God, you guys. It smells like either Pepsi or Coke or whatever. You're getting slapped in the face, but here's the Here's the weird part about the, it has a raw cherry fragrance, not like artificial. You know what I'm talking about? Like not like an extract. It smells like Martino's cherries, like out of the, you know, you scoop them out of the jar. It has that earth tone fragrance. It's very aggressive cherry forward, but not like candy. Like not, you know what I'm talking about? Like cherry, like Jolly Rancher's cherry or candy.
No, it's given fruit.
Yeah, so it definitely smells like if you, what is it called? A Rob Roy? The Rob Roy is the cola and the cherry, right?
Rob Roy, Roy Rogers. It's the grenadine.
Yeah. So it's interestingly smelling like cherry cola.
Yeah.
It's kind of creepy, huh?
It's real creepy.
Right, well, let's find out how creepy it is.
Let's do it.
Cheers to the taste, brother. Wow. That's interesting. You first.
Sour.
Yeah.
Bitter.
Mm-hmm.
Cola.
Yeah.
Astringent. And the back finish is flat.
Yeah.
You go through all that, and then all of a sudden it's just like, it just peters out.
Now I'm going to see if it's anything different out of the bottle.
It's weird.
No, it's the same. It's literally the same. I was looking for a little more aggression on the bubbles. It's cherry cola. I ain't gonna, it is, but it's disappointing cherry cola. This is what I like to call some bullshit. Like, the fragrance is awesome. The presentation of how it looks and the bottling and all that packaging is awesome. Then when you taste it, it does taste like cola, but it tastes like watered down cola with some watered down cherry juice. It is cherry cola, but it's not as aggressive as the fragrance and everything else. It's definitely falling short on the whole aspect of what this is supposed to be like.
Seriously, I would forego the alcohol and get a cherry pop.
Yeah, this is not impressive. I'm rather disappointing in this. I could see where people would like this because, again, it goes along with the corner store beers. You know, people don't know. But if I'm looking for something like, man, I want to try a harder soda cherry cola, you're expecting that cola aspect to be there and not washed out by whatever else. And then you expect cherries. I'd rather take the artificial cherries to this. I really would. I'd rather take some artificial cherry flavor with the back finish of baby aspirin. But this is rather disappointing. I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't touch this again.
No. You know what? There's a lot of people out there, a lot of breweries and companies out there who are really bet a lot on this whole soda kick. I know that the guy who's running Pabst now is really, because they do Not Your Father's Root Beer.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they made a ton of money off of that.
Yep.
So their bet is that this is the future. Not beer, not PBR, Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Soda beer.
It's the soda malt liquor is going to be the wave and is going to carry
them. No, I think that I believe the bubble popped as soon as weird flavors came out, like orange came out. There's like another company that came out and their whole thing is based upon their orange cream soda, hard cream soda. Mm-hmm. And I've seen a couple of bottles with dust on it.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to put their name out there like that, but I believe the bubble has popped on these because I think people that are getting into it now, it's already jumped off. I think they should have jumped in on it. As soon as Not Your Father's Root Beer came out, everybody should just came out. I think, and then it would have been okay. There's only one company that so far got their shit right, and that would be Abita's with their Bootlegger, their Root Beer. That was an interesting beer. Now, not to say that Seagram's didn't try. Y'all motherfuckers tried, and believe me, they've got three other flavors we haven't done yet. But this one, I'm hoping, is their worst one. I'm really hoping that this is just there. You know, let's change gears a little bit. Maybe it wasn't designed for it to be an aggressive flavor. What if it's subtle cola, subtle cherry, and just gets you in the mood for all their other soda flavors? Could we flip it that way?
Well, I think you could try to flip it that way, but I think the back finish is just so bitter.
I'll do one more sip. Maybe my tongue's changed its heart. Hold on.
You go for it. I'm not touching.
Actually, no, it's weird. Do it again. There's a touch of vanilla. There's this vanilla flavoring. It's like a little bit of vanilla.
Maybe a hint.
Yeah. I thought it was weird. Well, there, we tried to give it another yay. Yeah. All right, Frank, how you feel about this in your score?
We'll go two. It's not impressive. I mean, for Christ's sake, do you really need a hard soda?
Nope.
Seriously, do you really need a hard soda?
I get enough shit at work having a hard time. I don't need a hard soda to finish the night out with. This is, wow. And like I said, they made three other flavors. I'm just hoping that this is just their worst one. You know, we can't give up on anybody because you never know, right?
This might be their flagship.
You think the cherry cola is their flagship?
I don't know. I weep to try the rest.
Oh, man. We'll try to hopefully get them over and done with soon. So for me, guys, I hate to do this, and I'm going one.
Wow.
I'm doing a one. Oh, my God.
I don't think I've ever heard you do that.
Oh, my God. I would give it a zero, but I can't. I can't even bring myself to destroy this. Seagram's been around for a long time. Then Seagram's wine coolers came out. Then they tried to change a little bit with some, like, Calypso coolers. And I mean, they're really trying to do what they got to do. And then it amazed me that when I was doing this beer thing, that looking on Untappd, Seagram's can get on there. It's like, son of a bitch. So, and again, I give them the one because they know what people want. Well, mass market-wise. They're jumping on the bandwagon for sodas. They're everywhere. You can buy this shit ever. I've seen the Seagram's Heart shit at Total Wine. So they're in the craft places. They're there. The reason why I give them the one is because of their effort. Just their effort. Everything was good up until I tasted it. The smell was impressive. The fragrance. The packaging is awesome. I mean, that looks really cool. I really like it. It looks old-timey.
Yeah.
It's really cool. And then you taste it, and then you're like, oh, man. That's like picking up a nice hot chick, really sexy. She's got the heels on, there's booty, everything. As soon as she gets off the heels, where'd the booty go? I'm like, you motherfucker. And then next thing you know, you find out she doesn't give you head. Son of a bitch. I'm all the types of upset. So that one is just rather disappointing across the board. But that doesn't mean for you guys to go out there and not try it. I mean, we're just giving your opinion on what's going on. You guys go out there and try it and let us know. How did you enjoy it?
Yeah, if you're into the hard sodas, you probably like it.
Yeah, you'll definitely like it. It's just I was expecting a little more on the flavor. And it was not there, guys. The flavor is very disappointing. It's bland. But it is cherry cola. It's just extremely watered the fuck down. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and go throw up over a toilet or some plants outside. We'll be right back. All right, guys, we're back, and right now we're going to go ahead and get you guys started. We are now officially done with some weird shit. It's time to move on to a beer. What are we doing?
We are drinking a special dark beer from Mexicali. It's obviously a product of Mexico. It's brewed and bottled by Cerveceria Mexicana out of Tecate.
Tecate brand.
No, it's just, well, I suppose it could be. But
probably under their camp.
Yeah. ABV, yeah.
5%.
Probably less.
You think it's less?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll help you out because I got some bad ideas. How you feel about this particular imported premium dark beer?
Well, give it a shot. You know, there's.
It's a Pilsner.
Yeah. You know, there's some Mexican beers that I've enjoyed, and there's some, like Modelo, which I have not enjoyed, so.
Fair enough. I'm still looking. Yeah, so nine times out of ten, guys, if it doesn't have it on there, it's 5% or less. So it's easy drink. It's twist hot. All right, here we go. I'm going to pour you some of this dark, a special dark beer. All right. Yeah. You like that. All right. Here we go. What's it look like to you, brother?
Not quite a red.
Rust.
Yeah, rust, brownish. I guess you would, you know, you'd classify this as going towards a dark lager, probably.
Yep.
Laces pretty well. It's got some decent legs on it. Yeah, what the hell? Give it a shot.
It looks like root beer. Maybe. Like watered down root beer color.
A little bit.
Brown. It's like nice, sexy brown. Looking at it from underneath, you can definitely tell it's a lighter beer because it's got a chocolate color to it, if you would say. And then if you look at it from the side, you got a little bit of like this rust color, almost like you said, not red, but yeah. It's interesting. So
somewhere between red and brown.
Yep. Poo water.
No, no.
With a hint of a bad fissure that exploded. All right. Smell it up. Well, it's yeasty as fuck. Yeah. And it's definitely a malt bomb. But then you have a little bit of metallic in it.
And to me, if I think of light beer or a lightly colored beer and it puts off a particular pungent of metallic, I would say Pilsner. That's that Pilsner smell that I always get from a lager, especially even though this is it is a Pilsner, ladies and gentlemen. And that distinctive metallic smell that I get from all Pilsners, it's right here.
Yeah, definitely, definitely yeasty. Going towards like a sourness. But there, you can definitely get the malt in there also. It's almost balanced and aggressive.
It smells, it's a rather pleasant fragrance. It begs to be got to consume me fragrance. It's not like, nah, you don't want to drink me, but it's like you want to drink me because this is what this experience could be like. So let's just follow what it says and cheers to the taste, brother. Metallic-y, yeasty, but it has some spice to it. There's a little spice to it, a little bit. It's a chewy beer. It's not as watery as I thought it'd be. The spice is kicking in. Maybe some clove. It's got a little clove to it for me. Definitely no hops present. But it's Pilsner, especially that the metallic aspect of it and that yeast profile. But the cool part of the finish is it's got a nice little bit of clove. It's nice for a dark beer.
Yeah, I'm not getting the clove. I'm getting a little more peppery.
Yeah. Okay.
Definitely, Pilsner spicy. Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
A little bit bitter.
It is bitter. The reason why we're kind of stammering here is we're trying to find something more, and unfortunately, this is just a basic beer. Now, what I like about it is it's not only is it basic, but it's a dark basic beer. And most of the time, when you get dark beers, they're not basic. There's usually some sort of complexity to it, and this has just one or two spice profiles. The fragrance is nice. It's pleasant. The taste is just pleasant. There's really, for me, there's really nothing other than that spice back in. There's really nothing special about this particular Pilsner.
No, I would.
It's enjoyable. It's nice. I could drink this cold.
Somewhat.
Why is it somewhat? I could drink this cold. I could honestly drink this cold and enjoy myself at a football game or a sporting event or a gathering or a hate crime. I can enjoy this.
Yeah, probably more hate crime-ish.
Like, you have this pleasant look on your face, like, I'm just what's
trying
the matter?
I'm trying to figure it out. It's definitely not complex. I'm trying to get past the bitterness.
Well, it is a special dark beer.
Yeah.
I mean, what more do you want from it?
I'd like it not to have a super bitter aftertaste, but that's just me.
So that's the only thing that's the hang-up on this, is the aftertaste?
Yeah, I would say... That's hanging me up.
We've had bitter beers before. We'll make this one not so exciting. We've had bitter beers before, bro.
Probably because I wanted to like it. And part of it, I am liking it. And then all of a sudden it finishes just a little bit too bitter for me. And it's not a hop bitter.
Right.
I dig the hop bitter.
I would say if you had to pick any bitter, it'd be like coffee bitter. Like that watered down coffee bitter that goes with it.
From a machine.
There you go. Little
vending machine, little cups.
Yeah, those are the worst. Those are the worst coffees ever. But when you have to have your fix, you gotta have it. All right, Frank, take it away. Your time.
We'll go 2.5. It's nothing especial for me. it's puzzling. It's weird. I suppose I would want to try it ice cold, but at this point I could probably say, then I'll move on to the next one. I'll take Corona instead.
That's serious. Wow, all right. Wow.
You know what, it's not, here's the thing. I think the best Mexican beer that I probably have had.
Is Modelo Especial?
No, is Dos Equis.
Oh yeah, Dos Equis is nice.
And you get the Dos Equis dark, and that's kind of what I was hoping.
Ah. I'm sorry you were disappointed.
Yeah, it's okay. It's not the first time.
Ah, good. As long as we keep the consistency of making you sad on the show, this is always going to work out. For me, guys, this is just a meh. That's as far as I'm going to go with it. It does not get a score for me. But even though I would say it's basic, there's just, it's not, I honestly would dread if someone handed me this. It's really not that, it's not impressive at all, guys.
You said you would drink it cold at a sporting event for a hate crime.
Well, I don't do hate crimes and I don't like sports. So there you go. It's a 3, guys. I know I said I wasn't going to grade it, but it's a 3. It brings nothing to the party. There's nothing special about it, nothing worse about it. It's just a man. It's all it is. It's a beer is a man. I could see if people were buying this off the shelves, but I personally never seen this in anyone's hand that I personally know who drinks Mexican beers. But this is it's just too basic.
Yeah.
It's not. I mean, go ahead and try it if you're trying to switch up the palate, and maybe you would like it. So please let us know. But as far as for me, it's 3. Bring that to the party. It's me. So let me go ahead, and we'll be right back after this commercial from our people who do things that do commercials for us here on the Commercial Thing. That's next week.
Hey, Key, what's up?
What it do, Frank?
Oh, man. You know, I'm thinking of trying something different tonight.
What do you mean?
You know, I'm looking for a beer, but you know what? I want it to be different. I don't want a normal IPA or just a lager or a Budweiser.
I know where you can go.
Where can I go?
Man, you better go check out obsbeers.com. I hear those guys are nutty. They do like tons of beer reviews, and I'm talking like I didn't know there was that many styles of beer.
So you think I might be able to find something like a smoked vanilla porter?
Fuck that.
All right,
hell yeah!
I'll be right back. I'm gonna go check it out.
Remember obsbeers.com. Also, you also do social media.
Actually, we do.
Check them out on Untappd, YouTube, Twitter. I hear they had an Instagram. They got a Periscope, and those guys are on down there every night. And they even got a Facebook. And people still use that. Do people still use Facebook?
People still do.
Holy shit. Yeah. So again, my good friend, go to obsbeers.com, and I believe you're going to find your way into some good beer.
Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome. Hey guys, what's good? I hope you guys are enjoying what we are doing for you guys. And the next beer that's up is questionable. Why do I say questionable? Because I don't even know what the next beer is. But let's ask Frank. Frank?
Let's go for this. It's a New Belgium Slow Ride Session IPA.
All right.
Brewed and canned from New Belgium Brewery out of Fort Collins, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Employee owned. So gotta make sure that people know that. This is an employee owned brewery. It's independent. These guys are doing their thing. They've got some phenomenal.
And to think that they even do a lot of, believe it or not, guys, they're really big in collaborations.
Yeah.
Especially their Lips of Faith series. They've actually pulled some stuff out there behind with some really cool breweries. Like I remember the one that they did with Three Floyds. Mm-hmm. That was an interesting beer. But, you know, hopefully we'll find one and do it for you guys on the show. All right, let's go ahead and crack this open. So let's describe the front of this. What do you think of the labeling here?
I think it's consistent with New Belgium's kind of message. You know, they're all about it. Usually it's all about the bite. You know, with, I think Fat Tire seems to be like their flagship. It looks like it's an old style car, like turn of the century, or maybe it's like a Franken car because it almost looks like it's a couch, doesn't it?
It is a couch. Yeah and it's got
steering wheel.
Got wheels on it, and it's weird, guys. You guys should definitely check out the Slow Ride labeling. It's pretty funky. All right, let's talk about how it looks, all right?
Well,
so
it's a session IPA.
Right.
And so that's going to bring the ABV down to about 4 or 5. Session IPAs are usually much lower in ABV.
4, 8 and under.
Yeah. And, you know, it's meant to be enjoyed multiple times.
Absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. And I like the way the color is. It's got a nice straw. Yeah. Yellow color. It's very light. The head is holding up decent. Anything else, Frank? I'm sorry.
No, that's cool, man. It's lacing well. It's got some legs to it. The head is still holding up. I agitated it just a little bit, but it's not transparent. It's translucent. So you can't make out that it's my hand passing behind the glass. So maybe it's a little bit unfiltered.
Yeah. All right, fair enough.
A good IPA should be.
Yep, it's overall visual. It would look good in a pint glass. I promise you, it really would.
Yeah.
All right, guys, let's go ahead and get down to the smell. Okay, definitely an IPA. An aggressive bouquet to the nose, so it's more earth tones than anything. So it's like you taste the cone, you taste the shrubbery with it, and that's what it smells like. It's just very earth toned botanical nose.
Yeah, it's hoppy, but it's not a hop bomb. Which that's how a session should be. It's something that's you can sit around and kind of drink this with your friends for a few hours.
Oh, absolutely.
It's don't get me wrong. It's not like some of the other things we've had where it's designed to get you fucked up, but it's designed to be enjoyed in good company and not put it in a funnel. Please, boys and girls.
This is not a beer bong.
No, this is not a beer bong.
This is not for a beer pong.
No.
This is more enjoyable. Be an adult with this.
Be an adult, sit back, and have a pleasant conversation.
We can't play beer pong with this?
No.
You mean tell me, if we had beer pong, you wouldn't do it with this beer?
No.
Okay, fair enough. Fine, that's why you're never invited to the parties.
That's okay. I'm tragically unhip, and that's cool.
True, when you say tragically unhip?
I am cool in my tragically unhip.
That's you know what? You must have had way too much of the fragrance of this session IPA. Let's go ahead and move on to the taste. Buttery. I'm getting butter. I'm getting that buttery, creamy texture to this particular beer. I'm very impressed. I'll remember, I'm not a fan of IPAs, but it has the characteristics of a double IPA. It's extremely sharp with the hop profile. It's sharp. Then you're getting dried out a little more than you would expect a session to give you. When you expect the session, this is supposed to be light to it. But this is an aggressive IPA. And I'm now rethinking this slow ride name. I can see why you want to take your time with this. It has nothing to do with anything else except for taste. It's aggressive. To me, it's very aggressive.
I think I would go the opposite way. I agree with the buttery creaminess. I'm not overwhelmed by the hops. I'm not getting citrus, which is usually prevalent in an IPA. The bitterness from the hop it's kind of cool. It's not slapping you in the face going hop, 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 hop.
Right.
And this is something that I think you might be able to get people who are not fans of IPAs, you might be able to get them started.
Okay.
And kind of graduate into, some of the bigger boys.
Okay. Let me go ahead and get another one. Maybe the first one just kind of got me, you know what I mean? Because we haven't done an IPA on the show today. So, of course, coming from transitioning from other things and you get something that's bitter.
Well, you're also not really a fan of just straight IPAs.
Yeah, I like them more. I like the doubles and things like that. So I'm going for a second kill. Okay, so now it's a little more washed out a little bit. But it's still the bitterness or the plant, it's there.
Oh, yeah.
It's there. It's in your face. And it's more on the finish. So maybe I consumed it a little too fast, and then that aggressiveness was the first thing that hit. But you're right, there is no citrus there. But if someone was like, oh, there's citrus, you're getting more of the white aspect of the pith or the peel. Yep. And it could be any citrus you want. I would say it has more of a lime hit on the peel.
Yeah.
But it's still got more body of a session IPA. So that's why I'm saying it's a more aggressive.
Yeah.
It has the whole entire experience screams IPA, but the mouthfeel and everything else, it screams session. So I think it begs for its name, slow ride. Whether it's aggressive to you or it's just an easy going beer for you, you don't want to down this too fast. I don't think you should.
Yeah, I think going that way, I think that slow ride is definitely an appropriate name for it. This is a hangout. We're gonna hang out, have a couple beers, and you know we're not looking to get fucked up. It's not like right. we're drinking Mad Dog or Locos or whatever the fuck that stuff was.
Trace Locos. Wait till next week's show. Four Loco right now.
Four Locos, that's what it is. So you know this is not marketed to the under 21 crowd who's looking to let's go out and pound beers. Let's chill. I mean, you could drink it.
Oh yeah, I don't see any issue with anyone getting jacked up on this. This is just an easy IPA. All right, Frank, how do you feel about the Citrus score, brother?
Let's go 3-5. It's good. It's generally I like a little more hoppiness to it, but I think this is a good beginner IPA. If you want to just kind of sample a little of the bitterness. And then, move on to, the grapefruit IPAs, the doubles and the triples, to try to, get your palate up and increase your desire and your love for it.
Right. Okay. And what's your number on this?
3-5.
I just want to make sure of that. I don't know.
You're deep.
I'm sorry, I'm deep. For me, guys, I'm going to agree with you. 3-5. It's more than just bring nothing to the party. It's very special, but it's not complex. It's not complex enough mm-hmm. to just blow everybody away. I can see that this will be a great introduction for beginners that want to get into the IPAs. If you can't handle the hoppiness off of this or that bitterness, then you have no business getting into IPAs whatsoever. From the packaging to who they are, they've been around for a long time. And you know what? I think they did a really good job with this, so 3.5 for me as well. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and set up for the next beer. We'll be right back. All right, guys, this is going to be our last beer of the evening. And we've got yourself a treat because we've got some vital information about this particular item that's going to blow away. And as of right now, this is a very big bottle that we have. We haven't got into our larger bottles, but this one is the biggest one as far as glass goes. And I'm looking forward to this particular beer because I've never had it.
No, I haven't had it either. It's a Red Hook Longhammer IPA.
All right. Where are these guys located out of?
Well, there's a variety of places that they brew out of. Woodinville, Washington, Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and Portland, Oregon.
I think they're from Red Hook. I think they're from Oregon. Or I could be wrong. I don't know. They're up there. You know, they're up in places that ain't where it's hot, like Las Vegas.
6.2 ABV. The bottle, like you were saying, is 1.6 fluid ounces, so it is a 22-ounce bomber bottle.
This is shaped weird.
Yeah, it is. It's more barrelish than your normal bomber bottle, which it's actually an interesting bottle.
Absolutely. Kind of anything interesting about Red Hook that these guys might want to know while I open and pour?
Well, Red Hook is part of the Craft Brewers Alliance with Widmer, and a minority is owned by Anheuser-Busch InBev. So it's my understanding that these guys can still kind of do what they want. They haven't been snatched up out of
he said snatch.
Yeah. They haven't been snatched up out of their location like AB did with
Rolling Rock
and took them out of Latrobe. So, you know, it's an example of the big guys trying to get their fingers into craft brew, which is kind of funny because Budweiser is constantly putting down craft brew.
It's not a hobby. Yeah. I believe that's how the spokesman said. He goes, "It's not a hobby."
Yeah.
I think that's what he said. All right, guys, let's go ahead and talk about this IPA. What you got, brother?
Lacing is okay. It dissipates right away, so it's not really holding on. Head's not too bad. Color is a little more than straw. Kind of like mass-produced honey.
Yes.
Honey that's like in those bear bottles.
Yeah, a little mass-produced, mainstream honey color, yeah. I like it. It looks enjoyable. There's nothing, and the head's still floating on the surface, so it hasn't completely dissipated. So there is a little tiny bit of head on top of this item. So, you know what? Let's go ahead and put a smell, brother.
Yep. It's hoppy. The first pass, I thought it was pretty aggressive, and the next pass is not that aggressive. It's not a session IPA, but it's the aroma is not overly, overly aggressive. I mean, it's definitely an IPA. You can tell that right off the bat.
I would like to say that it's got a bready presence to it, but as far as IPA for me, it's extremely, the aromatics are weak sauce.
Mm-hmm.
It's extremely weak. I'm not getting anything but a touch of something botanical, and I'm getting bread. I mean, that's just what's coming out to my nose, but as far as IPA goes, this is probably one of the weakest fragrances I've come across for an IPA. It's pretty masked very well. Now, for what we do, guys, sometimes the fragrance doesn't have to match the taste because it's the overall experience. So if there is no fragrance, that doesn't mean it's a bad beer. It's just maybe it's in the flavor. So let's get to the flavor.
Right.
Cheers, brother. Well, this is a nice change of events. All right, Frank, you go first. You go, because,
Just like you were saying, that the aggressiveness of the botanicals just really wasn't there on the aroma. Not really getting it on the taste either, which is odd, because it's not a session.
No.
But it tastes like a session. There's no grapefruit or citrus.
None.
At least I'm not getting it. It's hoppy, and it's not overwhelmingly hoppy. It's just hoppy.
It tastes like really bad soap. It's really bad soap, guys. This particular item, this is disappointing. I mean, but I get it. Guess who had their hands with them?
Yeah.
And it just tastes mass produced. There's no flavor. I'm pretty sure Red Hook at one point made some really, really good beers. I'm not impressed with this beer because this is some basic bullshit. It doesn't even, for an IPA, you expect it to have some sort of hoppy bitterness to it, and the bitterness is washed out. It's just like, all right, it's Red Hook's Long Hammer. This is like the weirdest long hammer. It's a midget hammer. Like, this is like giving a mallet to a 2-year-old infant and go, here, hit the wall with it.
Right.
You're like, oh shit, look at that big ass mallet in a little baby's arms. And then the baby hits itself in the head, and you're like, what the fuck? Now you got a dead baby everywhere. Drink it, eat its heart, you get its powers. This is a very disappointing IPA. I think people that want to get into IPAs, I guess, go for this one. But I think there's other ones out there that are good for beginners. People who love IPAs, you might find some good in this because of its subtleties. But unfortunately, there is no complexity to this, and that's what's making this bad. Because then when you find out who has some hand up some skirt, you're going, I get it now, you know. Anheuser-Busch is like the worst, man.
Well, you know what, their whole deal is consistency, and I have a feeling that this would be consistent.
I mean, I get there's hops there, okay? Mm-hmm. It's there, but they're not aggressive. It's within the mix of the water and everything else. It's blended way too well. You're getting a little bit of, but it's not even drying me out. It has like very little hang time. It is an IPA, ladies and gentlemen. We're not saying it's not. It's just that it's not to an IPA standard. It's really not. It's in the category.
Yeah.
But it's not aggressive. It's not earthy enough. This is just way too basic. It's upsetting. I think a lot of IPA flavor drinkers would go, that's just too basic. Be people that want to get into it, be like, oh, that's my shit. And I think they'll get stuck at this one and not want to move forward.
Yeah, see, for me as an IPA lover, I would not. I want people to get out of it what I'm getting out of it. I want them to get the different hop varietals that are giving off some of the piney notes, a lot of the citrus notes. I think, to me, that's what's cool about an IPA. I mean, everybody's in, you know, all the breweries are big into IPAs right now. They're the rage other than soda. So, you know, if you want your friends to enjoy IPAs like you're enjoying IPAs, this is probably not the direction that we're headed.
Yeah, this is, I mean, it's cool. It's been around for a while. I've seen this in stores thousands of times over. Red Hook's a main. A lot of people know Red Hook. And I'm not knocking anybody who loves their Long Hammer IPA, but I mean, there's a lot more intense flavors out there. But this is, you know, learning who has their hands with them. I can honestly say that at one point they were probably awesome. And I think this is just too basic of a beer. It's like, tastes like Budweiser was like, all right, we're going to make an IPA, and they found the company to do it. So this needs you to tone it down just a hair. They put like a fucking helmet on this, water wings and fucking elbows and knee pads on it, and go, here you go, walk in this padded room.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't let it loose in its potential, fortunately. All right, Frank, what you got?
Let's go 3. You know, it's average. Not something that I'm going to rush out to get, nor am I going to say, oh, dude, you got to try this.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Like I said, I truly enjoy IPAs, but I like mine to be a little bit more hoppy and a little bit more fruity. I think that's, to me, that's the characteristic of IPA that can turn people on.
Right.
Because it is, if you're not used to that, it's something different. You know, like when we had that double IPA with the grapefruit, it was phenomenal.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
That was one of the best beers I've ever had.
Then you have this, and now you have a bad case of the itchy owies.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, for me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give this a 2. I'm actually really... really disappointing in this. I've had a couple of Red Hooks, Beer and Widmer and all those guys. Phenomenal thing. This, I think, is just not that good of an IPA, in my opinion. Now, I'm not saying go out there and try, guys. It's got subtleties. I'm just a person that's into complexity of items. I need complexity. But this isn't even one that goes, sometimes you need to be taken back to remember the goodness. There's nothing good about this. It's just too, it's bland.
Yeah.
It is horribly bland. And yes, there's hops in it, but those are bland hops too. I think when they made this and they purchased their pellets or whatever, it was a big white bag with black letters on it that said pellets. No, this said pellets. Like a real big fucking General Mills fucking white sack of just basic pellets. Yeah. And it's just too basic. It's too sad. It's disappointing. And it's okay. I can't please everybody, and not every beer is going to please me. I try to find the good in everything, and this is just too. And there it is. So, all right, guys, we're going to go ahead and we're going to rinse out our glasses, and then we're going to come right back for our closing of the show. All right, guys, I really, 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 really hope you guys enjoyed today's show. So, sort of like our formula at the end of the show, we want to talk about our selection, how we feel about it, which one was the best, and whatever questions I kind of throw out there. So here we go. Frank, out of all of these here that we've got on the show today, which one has the best packaging?
Which one has the best packaging?
Yeah.
I'd have to go with the Seagram's Hard Soda.
I'm going to have to agree with you.
As much as I don't want to. But.
Well, packaging's pretty awesome with it.
Cider's actually pretty cool, too.
Though. Well, the cider one, if you touch the labeling, it actually is embossed, so it's all puffed out and shit. It's all fancy.
Yeah.
It's a little holographic to it.
Shiny.
Mm-hmm. And it has a cork that goes with it.
Mm-hmm. Pretty cool.
So you like the Seagram's one, huh?
Yeah. For what it is, I think that they are trying to push, you know, this is old time and with OLDETYME. So they're, you know, turn of the century kind of thing.
Right. Yeah, it does have some turn of the century lettering on it. All right, so here's the next one. Out of all these, excluding the cider, which one did you like?
I would have to go with the New Belgium Slow Ride. Okay. I thought that was the best out of the others, excluding the cider. I don't like high ABV just for high ABV. So that immediately, for me, it takes the 211 out. Because that really, there's no point that being 8%. There is no reason for that.
Right.
I would go for the Slow Ride.
Okay. And the worst one?
Probably going to have to go with the Long Hammer IPA Red Hook.
Okay.
It was lacking. It was, would think that 6.2% should be roughly, you know, a normalish to going on the high side IPA. To me, it just did not have those flavors. It was lackluster. Okay. It just kind of fell flat.
Fair enough. Now, so what we're going to do is now Frank's going to ask me three questions, and they don't have to be the same. So we're always going to try to give you guys a change up on the show each and every time. So if you have any questions for me and my overall experience.
Which one would you put into a funnel or a beer bottle?
Oh, it would have to be the Mexicali all day. The Mexicali, especially dark beer, would have to. It's okay, without a given. 211, absolutely, but you put that in young people's hands, there's no need for a beer bong. They're going to suck that down.
Yeah.
But if I had to, it would be the Mexicali. I think it would go down extra smooth and wonderful in a beer bong.
Okay.
I really would. I really think so.
Question number two.
Yes, sir.
Could you see yourself mixing something with Seagram's Hard Soda?
Ah, that's a very good question. I would put more cola.
Okay.
If I had to mix it.
Not like maybe some bourbon.
Oh, you're talking about spirits. Shit, yeah, I could, honestly. I'd either do a really nice vodka with it, put a little vodka hit to it, or spice rum. I think spice rum would work best with the hard soda, the cherry cola aspect. Even though it was blah, I think spice rum would go well with that.
It just kind of hit me that maybe that may be the one redeeming quality of the hard soda.
Yeah, I think if we come across...
might have to try that with the next one.
I think what we'll do is the next time we come across these sodas and they're kind of falling flat,
I think the question would be, what spirit could we mix with it? Or hard alcohol, for those that don't know what spirit means. Spirit in the world of ethanol is hard alcohol. We are somewhat professional. But yeah, I think spiced rum would go really well with that. Like, honestly, I hate to say this, if it's truly factual what I said, that would make a hell of a fucking party drink. Mm. You just get yourself like a case of the harder soda, one bottle of, I don't know, Captain Morgan spiced rum,
yeah,
poured in a punch bowl. I honestly think it would work. Like, to be honest, and I'm glad you said that now, because you know I have spiced rum, and maybe we should try it next time if we see it. So,
what's the one beer here or beverage here that you would cook with, and what would you make in your chef?
To be honest, that's actually pretty good. I would honestly probably, and this is going to sound weird even though I talked a lot of mess about it, I'd go with the Longhammer IPA. I think drinking it, you're not going to get pull any flavors that they were trying to put out there. But I think if you let it sit enough, I think whatever the ingredients are, it would tenderize the meat and it would permeate. I would actually let it sit in chicken. Because chicken is pretty bland itself.
Yeah.
This is going to give it that extra hit. And I think if you were to, after you marinate the chicken with it for 24 hours, you remove the chicken, then I would reduce everything and hit it with like a nice chimichurri sauce or something with that. I think the Longhammer has more of a flavor profile out of all of them if you render it down.
I was thinking sausage and pepper.
Yeah.
You glaze in the pan with it.
I could see that, yeah. I'm more of a let it sit for a few hours or a day or two to let it.
Well, you're a chef. I'm a cook.
So. No, it doesn't. We're both cooks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just got a glorified title. I like being called a cook because if you're a chef, people expect way more out of you. You go, wait a minute, I'm just a cook.
Yeah.
Just want a fancy title.
You're a douchebag.
Yeah, yeah. So other than that, I really enjoyed today's shit show. I really did. I mean, we pretty much kind of went from left field to right field, and who knows what next week's going to bring. That's the best part. We don't know. But listen, guys, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. We want to thank chilloverradio.net for putting up with our shenanigans. We want to thank each and every one of you guys. Please head over to obsbeers.com. And if you want to see what we look like, and I mean seriously, you want to have some true interaction with us, hit up on check us out on Periscope. Just look up Open Bottle Society. And if you're having issues with any of our social media, just head over to obsbeers.com. And there's a social section in there. You click on any of those bottle caps, and you'll be taken directly to all of our social media. We made it pretty easy for you guys. Is there anything else that you like to say to out there to anyone?
I hope that people are enjoying listening to this as much as you and I are enjoying doing it, because it is fun, even though we're wading through shit sometimes. It still is fun, so we enjoy doing this, and hope you enjoy it.
Absolutely. All right, guys, we're gonna go ahead and get you guys out of here. Hey, beer's what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
All right, check you guys next week.
Peace.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.